days my contacts will be delivered right to my door? That can't be true.
It's true.
But I thought I had to get my contacts through a doctor, you know, make an appointment and drive there.
That's what a lot of people think. Fact is, though, 1-800-CONTACT sells the exact same contact lenses for less than you pay now.
I can't believe I didn't call 1-800-CONTACT sooner.
Call 1-800-CONTACT. We deliver. You save.
Did you know there's a natural way to help lower your cholesterol without the side effects from prescription medication? Take Kwai garlic tablets every day. In study after study, Kwai garlic has been proven to help lower cholesterol and support cardiovascular health with no side effects. Kwai is easy to swallow and closest to fresh garlic without the odor. What's the downside? Only your cholesterol. Kwai, that's K-W-A-I. Kwai is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Albertsons, and leading retailers and health food stores everywhere.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. John Kerry wants Nevada's 5 electoral votes, and to that end, he's making his 6th visit to the state. Kerry reminded a capacity crowd on the campus of the University of Nevada at Reno that President Bush supported putting a nuclear waste site at Yucca Mountain, a big Nevada Kerry County banner hung from the rafters as Kerry criticized Bush administration policies, both foreign and domestic. The worst bet, he says, is the Bush health care plan. Nevada is one of a handful of states where polls show Kerry and the president are locked in a virtual dead heat. He's back. Former President Bill Clinton will return to the political scene next week. Democratic strategist Donna Brazile is predicting a great electoral last week of the campaign. Clinton, who underwent quadruple bypass surgery in September, hopes to make a number of appearances on Kerry's behalf. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, John Kerry spent part of his day campaigning in Wisconsin. Kerry spoke before a large crowd of women and took the Bush administration to task for giving short shrift to women's concerns.
No matter how tough it gets, no one in the White House seems to be listening. The women I meet, they don't expect the government to do their jobs for them, but they do want leaders who are on their side as they try to do their jobs.
John Kerry's wife also on the campaign trail today, speaking before the Pennsylvania State Conference of the NAACP. Hines Kerry says her husband would appoint Supreme Court justices who would safeguard civil rights gains. The NAACP also invited President Bush, who declined and did not send a surrogate. Hines Kerry says her husband will appoint judges who won't use political reasons to divide the country. President Bush on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania and Ohio today. Bush unveiled a new campaign speech calling John Kerry naive on terror and eager to raise taxes. In Canton, Ohio, Bush, the campaign said recent improvements in jobless numbers in Ohio are proof that the president's tax cuts and other economic policies are working. The Kerry campaign was quick to point out, under Bush, Ohio has had a net job loss of more than 200,000. Kerry supporters gathered near the theater where Bush spoke and paraded with signs reading, "Where are the jobs, George?" What's being called the most sweeping rewrite of corporate tax law in nearly 2 decades was signed into law on Air Force One today. President Bush gave $136 billion in new tax breaks to businesses, farmers, and other groups. Announcing the action without fanfare aboard Air Force One, the White House said the new law is good for America's workers because it would help create jobs here at home. The election year measure is intended to end a bitter trade war with Europe, and supporters said it provides critical assistance to beleaguered manufacturers who have suffered a 2.7 million lost jobs over the past 4 years. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
An OnStar Conversation. August 13th, 2004.
I'm sorry, Senator. This is Michael. I may help you.
Hey, Michael. I'm down in Florida, and we're evacuating for Hurricane Charlie, and somehow the doors on my vehicle got closed and locked. I'm locked out.
Sorry to hear it. I'd be more than happy to help you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Let's talk about a home telephone number, 941.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
This is Michael from OnStar calling to let you know your vehicle's now unlocked.
Yeah, we saw it. Thanks. We got to get out of here for this hurricane.
Yes, I know. Have a good evacuation.
There's no such thing.
Try to stay dry.
Pray for us, and we'll pray for you when it comes to you.
Okay, please know we're here whenever you need us.
Take care. Bye-bye.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think. The first year of service is included on new OnStar-equipped vehicles. An unlimited use of all OnStar safety services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Need new contact lenses?
As a matter of fact, I do.
You know, you can call 1-800-CONTACTS and have your contact lenses delivered right to your door.
Really?
Or you could get in your car, drive to your eye doctor, wait in line.
This is fun.
Pay more, wait a week, drive back, pick them up.
About time. Or I can pay less and get the same exact contacts delivered to my door just by calling 1-800-CONTACTS.
You memorized the number.
It's a tough one.
Call 1-800-CONTACTS. We deliver. You save.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob. And that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. Please join me this and every Sunday evening when my guests and I talk about music, politics, and the world. We get to know our guests through not only their ideas, but through their favorite music. The show is called The Revolution Starts Now, and you're all invited to join up Sunday evenings on Air America Radio.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is Emmylou Harris.
The revolution starts now.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us, for tuning in tonight. However you're listening, satellite radio, over-the-air radio, internet, or hanging out here in the parking lot. However you're doing it, we do appreciate it. Hey, did you see this thing? Two men ran on stage and threw custard pies at Ann Coulter at the University of Arizona. But they missed. This is terrorism from Al-Qaeda. No, I didn't make that up. Somebody, I saw that someplace. Al-Qaeda. Never mind. They missed her interesting face and hit her on her interesting shoulder. University police arrested the men. Coulter was up there doing what she normally does with her potty mouth, trashing Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry and deriding liberals and Democrats and, just being Ann Coulter. So they pied her. Gosh, you know, we're never one to advocate violence on this program of any sort. Never. I said last night, I'm a pacifist. Maybe they were just trying to feed her, to get her to eat something. They probably have been watching her and just went, dear God, the woman needs some food. Maybe that was it. Who sent me this? Somebody sent me this. It's a Fox News Channel memo. From Melissa Corbett, whoever she is, probably in the Human Resources Department of Fox. It was sent this past Wednesday a week ago, for flu shots. The schedule for the 2004 flu shot program is as follows. And she lists Tuesday, October 26th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then from 2 p.m. to 5 a.m., and then Wednesday, October 27th, and Thursday, November 7th. Says all flu shots would be administered in a small conference room in the News Corp Human Resources Department on the 18th floor. And the person sent me This said, while the elderly panic about getting inoculated for the winter, Roger Ailes is vaccinating his healthy employees, most in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. Is this conscionable? Well, no, it's not. Of course not. But the rules don't apply to certain elements of this society. No rules apply. Suggestions don't apply. And besides, Fox News Corp will be, their employees will be like the men on the Titanic, who pushed women and kids aside and got into the lifeboats. I don't know. Is this surprising? Is it surprising that Fox News Channel would be vaccinating their employees when our esteemed president, President Butthead, has come out and said, I'm not getting a shot. I don't think anybody should get a shot. This is my health care plan. Don't get a shot because, you know, we don't have shots. So Fox News Channel employees, according to Roger Ailes, will get their shots. Of course, you know, yawn. Ben Bradley, the Washington Post editor, the man who helped bring down the Nixon White House, says Bush is a liar. Not a stretcher of the truth, not somebody who misspeaks, not someone who this or that, just a liar. Duh. And Bradley goes on to say that journalists should stop dancing around the issue and name Bush for what he is. Huh? Bradley went on, it was an online interview. Bradley also talked about the worsening Washington climate in which politicians regularly hide behind lies. He means Republicans, of course. He means Republicans. Democrats don't lie. What? You think they do? Nah, they don't. Republicans lie. Bradley's favorite lie from these thugs is that they can't discuss an issue on the grounds of national security. He says Nixon used that line, too. Bradley went on to admonish reporters at both the Washington Post and New York Times to get a backbone and to do more homework. And he faults both of these newspapers for not asking enough questions before the Iraq war broke out and for not investing enough time or money into researching tough-to-get stories. Well, yeah, and both newspapers have published mea culpas about that, too, right, Ben? But, you know, Ben Bradley, there he is, the guy who whose team brought down Nixon, asking the obvious. Since Bush is a liar, why not call him a liar? I wonder that too sometimes. It's infuriating, isn't it? It's like that sound you get when you drag your fingernails across a chalkboard, you know? Whatever. I like this one. Bush said today that the choice facing voters November 2nd amounts to who can keep Americans safe from terrorists. Either he or Kerry, and that Kerry doesn't measure up. This is Bush saying this. And he says this without irony. He says it, well, I guess he has this little, you know, because he is a giggling killer. But he told supporters in a sports arena in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, he said, quote, our progress on every other issue depends on the safety of our citizens. The senator doesn't understand the enemy we face, and he has no idea how to keep America secure. Jesus, come on, who was president when we were attacked and 3,000 people, including about 2,500 Americans, were butchered? Who was that? Was that Kerry? No. Who was that? Who was that, George? That was you. That was you, you old dunderhead. That was you. Who's the one who lets America get attacked and people killed? You are. You are, Boozycat. This way I talk to my 3-month-old. Who's that big crying baby who wants mommy's booby? You are, Molly. Who's the moron in the White House who doesn't understand what he's saying ever? You are, George. So Bush is suggesting that Kerry doesn't understand how to protect America and doesn't know, and Bush does? Oh, stop me before I do something rash. And the Bush campaign is reinforcing that theme about Bush knows how to take care of things, and Senator Kerry, who has more experience dealing with this in one finger than Bush has in his entire body. Okay, the campaign is reinforcing that theme. They've got a new TV ad, and it's got wolves. Have you seen this? Wolves, timber wolves prowling through a forest. And the voiceover says, weakness attracts those who are waiting to do America harm. in an increasingly dangerous world, even after the first terror attacks on America, John Kerry and the liberals in Congress voted to slash America's intelligence budget by $6 billion. Cut so deep, they would have weakened America's defenses. Blah, blah, blah. And a Scott in Michigan emailed me this. He said, you know, budget cuts have nothing to do with the fact that the Bush cartel ignored all the warnings they were handed. Right? What has that got to do with budget cuts? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. What good is money for defense if the decision to ignore and trivialize intelligence is made by the people who are supposed to be protecting us? Who is that? Is that John Kerry? No. It's George Bush. Huh? Right? The cost here for the Bush administration was nothing except 3,000 lives. And the Bush administration, being the killers that they are, I defy you to argue that point with me ever, ever. Anyone can argue the point. Call me up. Tell me I'm wrong. These people are killers. They have zero respect for human life. So, you know, for Bush to be out there on the stump today saying, "Well, Kerry, Dan Kerry can he won't do it, And you know, it begs the obvious question, George, I mean, what? Who was president when 3,000 people were killed on September 11, 2001? Oh, well, that was Clinton's fault. You know, I had a recession. That was Clinton's fault. Yeah. Now it's George Tenet who's saying that the Iraq War was wrong. Did you see this? A small town newspaper. Let me see here. The Herald Palladium of St. Joseph, Michigan. What's his name? Tenet was there to give a speech. Where was he? He was addressing the Economic Club of Southwestern Michigan Wednesday night. Now, Tenet, you know, former director of the CIA, he called the war on terror, or the war on Iraq, wrong. Now, who got the scoop? Anna Clark, 24-year-old correspondent for this newspaper, interviewed him and got him to talk. You know, no big-time people around, no cameras. Tenet also said that the Iraq war was rightly being challenged. Huh? Of course, now he's denying that he said it, but this 24-year-old reporter got him. Not gotcha journalism. Just ask him, "What do you think, George?" "Well, I think the whole thing was wrong." And of course, you know, another member of the Bush crime family trying to backpedal once he realizes what he said is out there for public consumption. Interesting. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
One thing you look at, psycho killer.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. call toll-free 1-800-516-6808. That's 1-800-516-6808. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, it's 1-800-516-6808.
A lot of birds winter here. You go out to the wetlands, you have a pretty strong likelihood of seeing a bald eagle.
It's also an important nursery ground for fish.
Crystal Kane and Dr. Michael McCrander are environmentalists. They're helping restore Louisiana's sensitive coastal wetland.
Louisiana has about 40% of the nation's wetlands.
But 80% of the wetland losses have occurred in Louisiana.
Their help is vital to the wetland, to our energy needs, and to the companies they work for. Shell and its affiliates.
As you lose the wetland buffer, you lose your protection. And when you lose your protection, it impacts our country's energy.
If the system goes away, all of our options are gone. Shell understands that.
While the wetland also protects a quarter of the country's energy supply, that's not the only reason these two are here.
It's our backyard.
To find out more, visit shell.com.
With the eHarmony, the difference is you get to know that other person's heart.
I knew that I had found somebody truly unique and compatible with me.
I found in meeting Jeannie and getting to know Jeannie that we were almost like mirror images of each other. I felt that we were one person in two bodies.
Chuck and I connect in absolutely every way.
It is just a wonderful feeling to be loved for who you truly are.
eHarmony to me is nothing short of miraculous.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. There's a reason these two soulmates found each other. At eHarmony.com, we match them based on 29 dimensions of compatibility. That's why they have such a deep level of joy and connectedness. And we'd sure like to do that for you. So log on to eHarmony.com and get your free personality profile. Let's get started finding your soulmate today.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
Past the hour. 866-303-2270 is the phone number here. We'll get your calls here momentarily. This idea of arresting people who show up at Bush rallies, these are not new stories. People being escorted out, Secret Service ordering the local authorities to lock them up. If they get past security, if you want to go to a Bush rally, a Bush political campaign rally, you got to be a Republican. You got to be somebody who's willing to do for him what Monica did for Bill. Maybe literally, maybe figuratively. But you understand these stories. These stories have been cropping up ever since this political campaign began. And everybody's, saying, well, it's neo-fascism, it's this and that. And I agree with that. But I think there's a bigger issue here. I really do. I think what it is that Bush's mental state is such that if he looked into a crowd and did not see the entire crowd being in an adoring mode, cheering him and supporting him and kind of licking him and stroking him and kissing him, figuratively speaking, he would go bananas. And I think his handlers understand that. Now, I know the idea is, at least the idea that I've thought up until, I was thinking about this today, The idea has been, well, this is great propaganda because it shows an entire audience wildly cheering every time the moron says something, no matter what he says. I mean, he can say, yeah, we will have a draft. No. You know, it doesn't make any difference what he says. They cheer him, and like I said, they do for him what Monica did for Bill. But I think there's a bigger issue here, and that issue is that if Bush looks into a crowd and sees any dissent, not even dissent, just someone standing there quietly with his name on a T-shirt with a universal no sign over it, he would lose it. He would go berserk. Look at how he responded to questions from allegedly neutral or pro-Bush liberal media people during the debates. I mean, he cannot handle it. That's my idea. Well, comes now this in Iowa, where both candidates have been campaigning a lot lately, tight security and screening there for Bush events, according to the Des Moines Register, it has led to at least 5 arrests. It is frightening people, caused several other people to be turned away when they failed to voice support for the president. A lot of people are escorted out of events or told to leave because they're wearing buttons or T-shirts that don't completely support George Bush. Ben Stone, who's executive director of the Iowa Civil Liberties Union, said, quote, "It appears that the people wanting to control the visual images and the whole tone of these events have become so overwhelming." And Stone says, as a result of this obsession with control, there's been this increased use of screening and eliminating people. Now, conversely, the Des Moines Register could not find any examples of people being arrested or kept out of carry events, no matter what the shirts or belt buckles or bumper stickers said. And Republicans in Iowa, who were challenged to give an example of that happening at a carry rally, couldn't. Bush campaign spokesman, this guy named Dan Ronayne, I guess he's an Iowa spokesman, explained that that because there's only so much space at each event, well, you know, we only have so much room here. So, yeah, you know, blah, 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 which is a lie, which is an absolute lie. Now, one of the latest incidents came when this 18-year-old Johnston High School senior, John Sachs, he's a Democrat, went to see Bush in Clive, Iowa last week. Did I mention this last night? Probably did. Sachs got a ticket to the event from school and wanted to ask Bush about whether there would be a draft. Wanted to ask about the war in Iraq, Social Security, Medicare. But when he got there, a campaign staffer pulled him aside and made him remove a button that said, "Bush Cheney 04, leave no billionaire behind." "Oh, we'll have none of that, you little snot." So he was told to take it off. And then this Bush staffer quizzed him about whether he was a Bush supporter, asked him why he was there, and what questions he would be asking the president. And the young man said, then he came back and said, "If you protest, it won't be me taking you out, it will be a sniper." Huh? "If you protest, it won't be me taking you out, it will be a sniper." And the young man said, he said it in such a serious tone, it scared the crap out of me. Now, Sachs, this kid stayed at the event, but he was escorted to a section of the event center where he was surrounded by Secret Service and told he couldn't ask questions. He said, quote, "I was just in a state of fear. I was looking at the ceiling and I didn't know what to expect. I was scared." Now, the Bush operative, Ronayne, said he wasn't aware of what happened to Sachs and declined to comment further. But then he said, quote, "To the best of my knowledge, no one's lives have been threatened at an event," end quote. See, he didn't deny that he said to the kid, "If you protest, it won't be me taking out, it'll be a sniper." He didn't deny it. He uses weasel words like everybody in the Republican Party does. Now, other incidents, 5 protesters arrested outside an event in Cedar Rapids, black and Latino students frisked in Davenport, 2 people denied admission in Dubuque because they either didn't support Bush or were affiliated with someone who didn't. And these stories are being told all over the country. Now, do you call this Nazism, or do you call it Bush on the verge of a nervous breakdown? This guy is wrapped real tight. He's a dry drunk. God only knows if he's even a dry drunk. They've got him on some kind of drugs. He's got apparatus strapped to his back. Who in the hell knows what's going on? Now, Cheney goes the same way. In New Mexico in August, people were asked to sign a loyalty oath before they were allowed in. Now, there was an experiment done on this. I'm going to share it with you when we come back. I think you're going to like this. Stick around. I'm Mike Moore. This is Air America Radio.
It's the 2004 Broward Youth Awards for Environmental Leadership. Meet winner Shadia Wood, who became an activist when she was just a little tyke with Kids Against Pollution.
I joined when I was 7, and you know, I just did little projects here or there, but as I grew older, like around 11, I became more involved in the work. It just consumed me.
Shadia, now 17, lobbied for New York's bankrupt Superfund program.
For a toxic waste site to sit there for 8 years is just disgusting.
Pesticides and solvents seep into the water.
That's the water that you are drinking.
Shadia's actions paid off.
Well, George Pataki passed the Superfund bill after 8 long years of being hackled by many environmental groups.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Ray, it's your mother again.
Oh, boy. Hi, Mom. This isn't about the presidential election.
No, Raymond. It's about the Bergen County freeholders.
Why do you care about freeholders?
Because I pay property taxes, that's why. Because your father and I scrimped and saved so you and your brother could have everything.
Ma, I've heard this before.
The Bergen County Democrats are doing a great job keeping county taxes down. They cut taxes again this year. They cut the payroll and spending. They got rid of all those silly perks, and they passed tough new ethics reforms, too. The Democratic freeholders are tightening their belts and making county government smaller and smarter. You know, dear, you could use a little belt tightening yourself.
Ma!
Well, you know it's true. In Bergen County, the Reform Democrats are the only team for taxpayers. That's why I'm voting to re-elect freeholder Jim Carroll, Tom Padilla, and Liz Calabrese. And you should, too.
A 4 by Victory 2004.
Are your energy bills high? Are you tired of struggling with your old windows? Then call Sears Home Services. Sears windows have multi-pane glass that may help reduce your energy costs, depending on your home and the window selected. So call Sears now for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-225-5991. Not available in all areas. Products and services provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So if you need new windows, call Sears now. 1-800-225-5991.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. And we've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Al. Yippee! I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for The Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't fly George W. Bush with the
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
EcoTalk.
This weekend on EcoTalk, we'll hear from T.A. Barron, an author, conservationist, and philanthropist who is challenging both presidential candidates to talk more about our environment. We'll get a direct response from Andre Hind, Senator Kerry's stepson, and we'll meet Jim Lyons, author of a timely new book called Red, White, Blue, and Green, Environment and Politics in the 04 Election. We'll also discuss Bob Schieffer's Sin of Omission this weekend on EcoTalk.
EcoTalk on Air America Radio.
The world that we live in, when no one gives a damn about the future of children. Just building the cash flow, making a bank account. Let us expose the truth. Is that what the war's about? Cause I don't understand. But what kind of a man should have to sacrifice his life for an area of sin? All the turmoil is making my blood boil. Cause I don't want to see our people dying for oil. See this so-called
26 before the hour. So, you know, the question I have regarding the Bush crime family's absolute control over these campaigns. Rallies, which Kerry doesn't do. What are they afraid of? You know, what is the Bush campaign afraid of? And the question answers itself. The Bush campaign, the Bush handlers are afraid of the fact that tens of millions of Americans hate him. And that people don't respect him. And that he's not the elected president. And God forbid that somebody, one of these rallies would do something that will set this dry drunk off like a forest fire. Can you imagine what would happen? You know, Bush has talked out of press conferences before. That's when he's dealing with the crack White House press corps that has been trained like good dogs to only ask questions that they can get answers to. But occasionally even they cross the line, arf, 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 and Bush walks off. He just walks out. Now imagine what somebody who thinks he's a disgusting example of how not to run a country would get into one of these rallies and holler something out at him. Bush would go berserk. All of his joints would come undone. The screws would fly out. The transistors would short. Everything would fly apart. It'd just be zzzz. There would just be this phenomenal meltdown on stage, and Bush would just start screaming and frothing at the mouth. That's what they're afraid of. Now, in West Virginia, the case of Jeff and Nicole Rank, they went to the West Virginia State Capitol grounds to hear Bush talk. They had his and hers shirts that included a photo of Bush and the word Bush with the international no symbol. That was on hers. His shirt said, regime change starts at home. Hers said, love America, hate Bush. Now, they walked in, they had jackets on. When they got in, they took off the shirts. Two men. Now, this is not this is not in a building. This is on the state capitol grounds in West Virginia. Was it Charleston? Yeah, okay. Now, after this husband and wife, Jeff and Nicole, took off their shirts, two men, who they believe worked for the Secret Service of the White House, demanded that they remove the shirts or cover them up. The Ranks refused, and they were arrested, handcuffed, and jailed on trespassing charges. They're on public property. The charges later were dropped, and Charleston City officials apologized, saying the arrests were made at the demand of the Secret Service. How about that? The Secret Service can demand people be arrested by local constabulary because the people in question wore T-shirts that said, no, stop Bush. Okay. Jeff and Nicole Rank are now making a federal case out of it. They're suing the White House advanced staffer, a guy named Greg Jenkins, and they're suing Secret Service Director Ralph Basham for violating the right to peaceful protest. Nicole Rank happens to be an employee of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. Yeah. She said when the lawsuit was filed, we never imagined that we would end up in jail because of a homemade T-shirt. We wanted to see the president express our disagreement in what little way we could. That's all. Now, again, Kerry has made fun of the security Bush events at almost every one of his more than 70 town hall meetings. Kerry has delighted in saying to the audience, did anyone have to sign a loyalty oath to get in? And of course the answer is no. There are no restrictions as far as the Kerry campaign is concerned. And when Bush supporters have shown up and said something against Kerry, Kerry supporters shout them down, which is the way it should be, right? Okay, here's the experiment. An Ohio University math professor, John Prather, earlier this year tested the tolerance levels of each campaign. He wore a Bush shirt to a Kerry campaign in a rally in Wheeling, West Virginia. And he reported that not a word was uttered about it. Nobody said anything to him. Then he went to a Bush rally wearing a Kerry shirt in Cambridge, Ohio. In a narrative about the event, this professor, oh God, wrote that, quote, a low-level security person initially asked me to turn the shirt inside out, which I did. A few minutes later, that same person tracked the professor down and said his superiors had told him that the professor could not stay at the event with the Kerry shirt. Professor Prather took it off and put on another shirt he had with him. But that wasn't the end of it, the professor wrote. And he added that he had no intention of heckling or disrupting Bush's speech. He was just there. He goes on. After about 10 minutes, the first security person came up to me again, this time with a second, burlier gentleman. I was asked to stand with the second man, the burly guy, in an area somewhat away from the main crowd. And again, I complied. A couple of minutes later, a third man, who told me he was with the president's advance team or something like that, came up and escorted me out of the event. Still not wanting to cause trouble, I went out as I was asked and waited for my friend who was allowed to stay. Professor Prather said this week he remains unsure who the third man worked for. It could have been the Secret Service, he said. Okay, now this is a guy who had on a Kerry T-shirt. That's all. It didn't say screw Bush. It didn't say no blood for oil. It just said Kerry Edwards, Making America Strong. It was a Kerry T-shirt. That's it. Now, Bush's campaign manager, this guy Ken Melman, denied there has been any ongoing attempt to stifle protest or opposition to Bush rallies. You see how these people operate? What are you talking about? What? People being arrested? Chased? Oh, stop. Oh, come on. Who's the big liar from the media? You're the big liar from the media. That doesn't happen at Bush campaign rallies. We love everybody. We do. We welcome. This is what Melman said. We welcome discerning Democrats. We welcome independents. We welcome the people whose opinion it isn't made up. Okay. So what about Kerry supporters wearing Kerry shirts and carrying anti-Bush signs? Oh, well. Oh, who's the smart-assy little newspaper reporter? Okay, you are, but I'll answer. There is limited space for the events, and you make a judgment if somebody was to go into the event and be potentially disruptive, then that ruins the opportunity for everyone to hear from the president, Melman said. He went on to say that the Secret Service is not used to squelch political opposition. Oh, who thought that? Oh, the little snotty-ass newspaper reporter, right? Who is a snotty-ass newspaper reporter? Why, you are! But I'll answer your question anyway. We never do that. You see, the Secret Service agents are brought in only in the cases where there were security concerns. My God. Christopher Hansen of the ACLU Foundation in New York said, the safety issues, the safety concerns, the security concerns are essentially a smokescreen in the sense that there is no reason to assume that because someone disagrees with the president or someone disagrees with Senator Kerry that that person is a safety threat. So I've come to the conclusion here in my own little punkin head, my own little stupid talk show host head, I've come to a conclusion. And I think it's very interesting. And I wish somebody brighter than I would follow through on this and find out if there's any truth to it. And here's my conclusion. The reason they don't want these people in the crowd, not one in a crowd of 5,000 wearing an anti-Bush T-shirt or a pro-Kerry. It doesn't have to be anti-Bush, just pro-Kerry. Or carrying an anti-Bush sign. It doesn't have to be anti-Bush sign, just a pro-Kerry sign. They don't want that because there is the distinct possibility that this dry drunk standing at the podium, who is totally out of control unless he's totally under control, if you know what I mean, will see that protester, see that T-shirt, see that sign, and go berserk. Go berserk. Right in front of national media and 3,000 or 4,000 mouth-breathing Bush supporters who are as divorced from reality as night is from day before they even enter the venue where the speech is to be delivered. That's my theory. Now, what's it based on? It's based on, first of all, it's based on the fact that that I my feelings about Bush. I think Bush is a maniac. I really do. I think he's totally out of control and a danger to this republic. But beyond that, I honestly believe it's because Bush cannot handle any sort of dissent. Nobody dissents in his administration. Nobody tells him things he doesn't want to hear. They don't dare. None of them do. Not one. Not one. Now, what about the supporters of Bush? Get this. Get this. A survey conducted in mid-October this year by the University of Maryland's Program on International Policy Attitudes and Knowledge Networks, a California-based polling firm. Oh, my God, I've got to share this with you, and I will when we come back. You're not going to believe this. Well, maybe you will. Maybe you will. But when I finish sharing this with you, you'll understand why everyone is carefully screened. Bush might go berserk, and there's another reason. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Saying, what could I do? Remember the community starts with you.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. Is democracy dead? Only time's gonna tell. Get your feet in the street and start raising some hell.
Hold on.
Hi, this is Al Franken. You know, when I want to relax, there's nothing I like more than a really scary horror film. But with the presidential election only days away, I am so busy following current events that I just haven't had any time to take in a slasher picture. That's why I'm so excited that the terrifying film Bush's Brain is now available on video. Bush's Brain will help you truly understand what's happening inside the White House. It will introduce you to the Svengali puppet master, who's really behind the dirt and deception in the campaign. Find out who is Bush's brain. Call 1-800-750-4856 or go to www.airamericaradio.com. That's 1-800-750-4856 or www.airamericaradio.com. Buy Bush's brain today. Remember, Halloween is just around the corner.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004. New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
If you want a flight with no stops, I suggest One Stop. Priceline.com, the one-stop site for all your airfare needs. Now you can choose your exact flights from our long list of low, low fares. Select round trip, one-ways, non-stops, whatever. Shop and compare prices, times, airlines from our easy-to-read list, or you can still name your own price and save even more. No one else gives you that choice. Priceline, the best choice in travel.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
3, 2, 1. Happy
New Friday. On Election Eve, we're sending the Idiot King back to Crawford. The funniest political comics in New York will be at the Triad Theater the night before Election Day at 9 o'clock with the Bush's Last Night Comedy Show. Join writers and comics from SNL, Tough Crowd, VH1, and Air America at the Triad Theater, 158 West 72nd Street between Broadway and Columbus. Get tickets at theatermania.com or call 212-352-3101. Monday, November 1st at the Triad Theater. It's Bush's Last Night.
About 9 before the hour. Now, why, you know, we sit here and wonder about Bush supporters. Those of us who are sane, those of us who are normal, those of us who use our brains as something more than a sponge. The study conducted by these two, University of Maryland's Program for International Policy Attitudes and the Knowledge Network's California-based polling firm found out some horrible, horrible truths. The survey polled the views of nearly 900 randomly chosen respondents, equally divided between Bush supporters and those intending to vote for Kerry in November's election. They found this incredible, unbelievable gap in these two groups' worldviews. An analysis produced by the University of Maryland program said it is normal during election for supporters of presidential candidates to have fundamental disagreements about values or strategies, but the current election is unique in that Bush supporters and Kerry supporters have profoundly different perceptions of reality. In the face of a stream of high-level assessments about pre-war Iraq, Bush supporters cling to the discredited beliefs that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction or supported al-Qaeda. The director of the study said one of the reasons that Bush supporters have these erroneous beliefs is that they perceive the Bush administration to be confirming them, which the Bush administration does. The survey also found a major gap between Bush's stated positions on a number of international issues and what his supporters believe his position is. Even when Bush stands there and says, I believe white is white, his followers think he's saying, I believe white is red. A strong majority of Bush backers believe, for example, that Bush supports global treaties and institutions, which he's actually on record as opposing. Now, on pre-war Iraq, the survey asked each respondent in both groups questions about WMDs and links to al-Qaeda on three levels. First, what the respondents themselves believed about the two issues. Second, what they believed most experts had concluded about them. And third, what they believed the Bush administration was saying about them. The survey found that 72% of Bush supporters believe either that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction or was in the process of making them, despite this incredible media coverage in early October of the CIA's welfare report, commissioned by Bush, the final word on the subject. It's a $1 billion, 15-month investigation by the Iraq Survey Group, and they concluded just the opposite. It concluded that Saddam had dismantled all of his WMD programs shortly after the first Gulf War and had never tried to reconstitute them. Nonetheless, 56% of Bush supporters said they thought most experts currently believe that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. 57% said they thought the Dwelfer report had concluded that either Iraq had the weapons or they were in development. What do you how do you handle that? How do you refute that? How do you work? You know, people say, well, you know, we got to be more gentle. We got to try to reach out to these people. No, you can't. They're beyond help. 26% of Kerry supporters said they believed that pre-war Iraq either had actual weapons or the programs. And only 18%, not 60, 18% said they believed most experts agreed with those two possibilities. It gets worse. It gets much worse. Similar results were found with respect to Hussein's alleged support for al-Qaeda. 63% of Bush supporters think that they have seen clear evidence that there was a link between al-Qaeda and Saddam. When Bush himself, Cheney, has said, no, there was no connection. Now, remarkably, asked whether the U.S. should have gone to war with Iraq if U.S. intelligence had concluded that Saddam did not have a weapons of mass destruction program and was not supporting al-Qaeda, 60% of Bush supporters said no. In other words, if they could just see the truth, they wouldn't have supported the war. And 61% of Bush supporters said they assumed Bush would also have not gone to war under those circumstances. So here's a conclusion. To support Bush and to accept that he took the U.S. to war based on mistaken assumptions creates substantial cognitive dissonance and leads Bush supporters to suppress awareness of the truth about pre-war Iraq. How do you explain this? 60% of these morons say, well, you know, if U.S. intelligence had shown that Iraq didn't have weapons, if U.S. intelligence had shown that there was no connection to al-Qaeda, well, no, I wouldn't have supported going to war. Okay, that evidence has been provided them. And they still believe the unbelievable. The director of this survey or this research said that this cognitive dissonance could also help explain other remarkable findings in the survey, particularly with respect to Bush supporters' misperceptions about Bush's own positions. In particular, he brings up majorities of Bush supporters incorrectly assume that Bush supports multilateral approaches to international issues like the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. 70% think Bush support that. He doesn't. 72% think Bush supports the landmine treaty. He doesn't. 51% thinks he supports the Kyoto Protocol to curb greenhouse gas emissions. He doesn't. I mean, what are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about this? Oh, my God. I have to go get a drink of water. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Ah! I can't stand this. I can't stand it.
Some of you are still not booking hotels on Priceline, which makes me wonder, how rich are you? How much do you have to not want to save up to 40% off? Millions? Billions? But if your disposable income is not so disposable, go to Priceline. Choose the Price neighborhood in a 2-, 3-, or 4-star hotel, and they'll find it up to 40% less than Expedia and Hotels.com. Top of the line, guaranteed best price, Priceline Hotels.
Priceline's reservation system is different from fixed price sites. The exact hotel is shown only after purchase. See website for guaranteed details.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
You're listening to 1190 WLIP New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. President Bush is trying to scare America in speeches and ads, and he's doing it in a despicable and contemptible way. That according to Vice Presidential Candidate John Edwards. During a rally in Boynton Beach, Florida, Edwards criticized the Bush campaign's latest ad that suggests the country would be vulnerable to terrorists if John Kerry were elected president. Edwards says he believes voters are going to see through all this. John Kerry out on the stump today, the presidential candidate, told a large group of women in Wisconsin, the Bush administration is not concerned about their needs. Kerry says Bush could be helping women by raising the minimum wage.
The minimum wage is at the lowest that it's been in 50 years, and George Bush has stood in the way of our raising it every time we've tried. Nearly 2.5 million women have fallen into poverty just in the past 4 years. How dare this administration tell Americans this is the best economy of our lifetime?
The Swift Boat Veterans for Truth have launched another campaign against John Kerry. The group has sent out nearly 2.5 million pieces of mail to homes in 7 battleground states in the last 2 weeks. The group claims Kerry lied about his Vietnam service and that he betrayed fellow soldiers with congressional testimony after he came home. Charges that Kerry did not earn his Vietnam medals have never been substantiated. Kerry calls the group's TV ads a total lie. He needs more time, so says a federal judge in Florida. He needs the time to decide whether a big Florida voter registration case should go forward. Florida election officials are asking to dismiss the lawsuit, which involves about 14,000 botched voter registration forms in 5 of the state's most populous counties. Judge James Lawrence King says he'll decide soon on whether the case can go forward because time is running out for officials to make changes to voter lists. Labor unions say the errors are minor and that federal law requires that officials not be overly strict when it comes to checking voter registration forms. They also claim the strict policy is biased against blacks and other minorities. A sacrifice for Washington, D.C. lawmakers. 3,000 doses of flu vaccine intended for lawmakers and others on Capitol Hill will instead go to high-risk residents of Washington, D.C. The new doses were part of a surprise shipment that arrived this week. Republican congressional leaders say they'll be given to Washington's municipal health departments and hospitals. The vaccine arrived as some politicians and members of the public complained that lawmakers were getting preferential treatment by being offered flu shots, even if they weren't in the high-risk group. The European Union will provide up to $125 million to back African peacekeepers in Darfur. That, as the United Nations warned today, that crucial relief convoys are in danger. The UN's World Food Program says gunmen in Darfur are attacking relief convoys, civilians, and African villagers. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
Sound familiar? That's it. It's the sound of internet speeds up to 70 times faster than dial-up. And up to twice as fast as DSL standard service. When it comes to speed, the bird speaks for itself.
Beep, beep.
Roadrunner High-Speed Online from Time Warner Cable. Rated best high-speed internet service by New York Magazine. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE and get your first 6 months of Roadrunner for just $29.95 a month with easy self-installation. With Roadrunner, you'll never suffer through frustrating hang-ups and busy signals. And Roadrunner helps to keep your computer safe with access to free anti-spam and security software provided by Computer Associates. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE and get your first 6 months of Roadrunner for just $29.95 a month with a self-install kit. Get all the speed you need with Roadrunner High Speed Online. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
Offer expires 10/31/04. Available to current Time Warner Cable residential customers. Regular rates apply after the first 6 months. Other restrictions apply. For complete details, call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
Why I love Fridays. I just call a day. On weekends, I do what I want to do. It's like
my life starts on Friday. Weekends are me time. I read, I shop, I spend
time with my family, going on adventures with the kids.
Even just working in our garden. And then we reward ourselves with a movie
or eat pizza, because it's my favorite food. The end.
Make this weekend even better. Pick up your local newspaper Friday and find Life magazine inside, with great photos, stories, and ideas for the weekend. Visit life.com for the paper in your area.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip. Out of stamp!
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Calling all Christians, is God really speaking directly to George Bush? And are you really supposed to vote for Bush to be true to your faith? Big questions. I'm Mike Papantonio.
And I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This week on Ring of Fire, we'll talk with a Lutheran pastor who's asking his fellow Christians to look beyond the GOP rhetoric and into their own hearts before they cast their vote.
We'll also hear some hilarious and scathing poems about the Bush administration from Calvin Trillin. Ring of Fire, Saturday on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us. Now back to this survey done by cooperative effort by both University of Maryland's Program on International Policy Attitudes and Knowledge Networks, which is a California-based polling firm. So this thing was put together. Structured scientifically, and it shows that 3 out of 4 self-described supporters of Bush still believe pre-war Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. They still believe that Saddam Hussein gave substantial support to al-Qaeda. It just goes on and on and on. It's just unbelievable. Now, this idea that majorities of Bush supporters incorrectly assume he supports these multilateral approaches to various international issues, like I mentioned before the break, the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. He's totally against it. 70% of Bush supporters think he's in favor of it. 72% think he's in favor of the landmine treaty. He's against it. 51% think he's in favor of the Kyoto Protocol to curb greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to global warming. He's against it. How does this happen? In all of these cases, you see, the majorities of Bush supporters said they favored the positions that they imputed incorrectly to the president. In other words, they themselves say, well, yeah, I favor the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, and so does Bush. He doesn't. Now, Kerry supporters, huge majorities of Kerry supporters understand both Kerry's position and Bush's position on the very same issues. You know, you've heard me say, and you all have said it on this program, that Bush supporters are brain dead. They are just beyond stupid. They're into delusional behavior. I mean, it's one thing to be stupid. It's something else to be ignorant. But to be delusional? Now, here's the really sad part. There is not much difference between the Bush supporters who are... Let me rephrase it. Most of the people surveyed here are Bush supporters. Half of them were. The other half are Kerry supporters. The Bush supporters, for the most part, are also evangelical Christians. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. How have we come to this point that the division in this country is so deep? It's a Grand Canyon. I mean, how? When Kerry wins this presidency, unless an attempt is made to steal it, when Kerry, at which point I think there will be violence. I do. I just believe that. I believe it will happen. But if Kerry wins it and there's no attempt to steal it, how? I mean, what are the next 4 years going to be like? What are these people, this half of the American population, who in huge majorities believe this and that and the other thing about Bush, even when he himself has said, no, I don't believe that at all. How are normal people going to reach across that gap and connect with these abnormal Republicans? I don't think it can happen. I don't think it can happen in our lifetime. I think the division in this country now is the same as, you know, at least equal to or greater than the division in this country that led to the Civil War. States' rights on one side, states' rights and federalism on one side, on the other side, the idea of union. On one side, the idea of slaveholding is okay. The other side, slaveholding is not okay. Now, I don't know how to gauge how deeply the rift was in the 1840s and 50s leading up to the Civil War. But from my readings of history of that period of time, the rift was deep and horrendous. And what the hell, we were unable to overcome it. And we went to war against ourselves. And hundreds of thousands of us were murdered for no reason, none whatsoever. Because the Union held, slavery was abolished. Was that a result of defeating the South? Or was it simply the result of the stronger of the two ideas having already taken hold, kept hold? Again, I'm like you. I've read my share of history. I'm not a historian. I don't know. I don't know what to believe. But my gut feeling is that the division in this country, that is being fostered and promoted and fed by television. Red states, blue states, battleground states. That's being fed by these commercials being put out there by mostly the Republicans. Packs of hungry wolves wandering through the forest. And Cheney telling the American public that a vote for Kerry is a vote for mega death. I've never seen anything like this. And it's the Republicans who have done it, starting 10 years ago with Newt Gingrich, with his word list and his phrase list, telling the candidates for the U.S. House, you know, use these words against Democrats, use these words against liberals. Look at the word liberal. What the hell has happened to anything that has any value in this nation whatsoever started out as a liberal concept, a liberal idea. I'm talking from the political sense of the word liberal. And now liberal has been corrupted and bastardized and shat upon by conservatives to the point that the word, you know, even liberals are afraid to say I'm a liberal. If they're a politician. How many of these politicians on their websites are running, I'm a proud liberal? No! But what about the neo-Nazis? I'm a proud conservative. Okay. The division in this country has me concerned. It does. It's scary to me. I'm an American. I'm not a Southerner. I'm not a white male. I'm not an atheist. I'm an American. This is my country. I've raised 5 kids in this country. I'm trying to raise another one. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? The Republicans who have done this to this country. And who are hell-bent to continue it. It doesn't make any difference. When Kerry wins the presidency, they're going to continue. The hate and the lies and the distrust and the attacks. Look what they did to Bill Clinton. In the name of God, don't these people have any decency whatsoever? None whatsoever. And as usual, you know, I invite them to bring anything to this program that even faintly resembles the truth where it concerns George W. Bush or Republican Party point of view or evangelical Christian point of view. Anything that even remotely resembles the truth. And I've been on this network now since August 2nd, and not once has a Republican or a right-winger or a Bush supporter been able to do that. Not one time. And not just this program. I've heard other liberal talk show hosts on this network and other networks. Other networks. There aren't any other networks that do what we do. But individual talk show hosts. I've heard Peter Werbe up in some radio station in Detroit. Working by himself out there on Sunday nights. Making the same request. Nothing. No response. They can't. They would rather continue the delusion. Now, that's a mental illness. Damn it, I don't care how you look at it. It's a delusion. It's a mental illness. Bush, a uniter, not a divider. What a joke! This administration is a walking, breathing oxymoron in more ways than the obvious. Uniter, not a divider. What a joke! Compassionate. Conservative, bat squeeze, reformer with results. What? Coalition builder. Not true. The corruption of language, the corruption of ideas, the absolute breakdown and smashing of logic and A, B, C, D has just been unbelievable to watch. In my country. Oh, God. All right. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and take your phone calls. There's so much more to cover here, but I know you folks have things to say. Quick break. We'll be right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Molloy.
I learned my foreign policy from my old man. If a dictator's in trouble, then you give a helping hand. You're fighting for your freedom, then I'm your man.
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the Internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
As if Halloween wasn't scary enough. It's just 2 days before the election. Let's not get tricked again. Let Northern Sun supply your election year costume. Northern Sun has been supplying the left with anti-creep merchandise for over 25 years. Northern Sun has hundreds of t-shirts, buttons, stickers, and other products. Get an anti-Bush t-shirt for yourself and your pumpkin. Sizes from kid small to adult 3X. How about an anti-Bush yard sign? The perfect antidote to right-wing evildoers. Do you want to get the monsters out of the White House? Visit NorthernSun.com and get a sticker, poster, or flag to help rid us of those scary ghouls. Don't wait until Bush's head spins around and he throws up on the Constitution. Go to NorthernSun.com and get the merchandise to help exorcise those demons. Can't reach the web because your computer's infected by the ghost of John Ashcroft? Call Northern Sun at 800-258-8579 and get a free catalog. No bones about it. Northern Sun has the merchandise you need to help drive away those right-wing wolves in Washington. Go to NorthernSun.com while there's still time.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Hi friends, Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call toll-free 1-800-516-6808. That's 1-800-516-6808. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, it's 1-800-516-6808.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Born in 1906 in Missouri, Frieda grew up cleaning houses for wealthy white families. At 13, she began performing across the country with the Dixie Steppers. When the troupe split up, Frieda tried to become a chorus girl, but was rejected for being too thin and too dark. The turning point in her career came when she traveled to Paris for a new onstage review. Frieda became an overnight sensation. During World War II, Frieda's travels entertaining troops enabled her to work undercover for the French Resistance, smuggling secret messages in her sheet music. Frieda returned home during the 1950s and 60s, and she actively engaged in the political battle against segregation. Frieda Josephine Baker died in Paris in 1975.
Empowering America is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television, and is made possible by Walmart, committed to providing an environment that supports its associates in their professional and personal lives. Our people make the difference. Information at walmartstores.com.
22 past the hour, and you know, I mentioned this in passing, study, combination survey and study done about Bush supporters, how they are so wrong, you know, by margins that would indicate a mental disturbance, mental illness. You know, when everybody in positions of authority after spending $1 billion, after 17 months, after report, and finally Bush's own man, Dwelfer, comes back and says, okay, here's the bottom line forever and ever, world without end, amen. Here it is, bottom line. This didn't exist. That didn't exist. None of it existed. And then they can blame it on whoever they want to. Faulty intelligence, the Bush crime family, the phases of the moon. Blame it on whatever you... But here's the bottom line. Here are the facts. And the Bush supporters, by margins of 3-1, say, no, not true. Not true. I still believe there were weapons of mass destruction. I still believe there was a link between Al-Qaeda and Saddam. I still believe that Saddam was involved in attacking this country. Now, those people are beyond reach. But you know what? Those are also the evangelicals. If you're going to believe in a cloud being, I mean literally believe in a cloud being, if you literally believe that the book of Revelation is prophecy and not just the ramblings of a stoned out freak, somebody who ate too many mushrooms or too many, do they have cactuses in the Middle East? You know, peyote, whatever. You know, smoked too much hash and wrote this stuff down. Seven-headed whores and dragons and lions coming up out of my thumb and down out of the sky. Or it was somebody writing political satire, but these evangelicals take it as prophecy. Their entire television network set up to relieve the terminally stupid from their money based on the book of Revelation. I mean, if there's any book in the Bible that is the gibbering of a maniac, it's the book of Revelation. I mean, the Old Testament, the history of the Jews, okay. A lot of insanity in there, too. You know, if your daughter disobeys you, cut her head off. And then there's the New Testament, you know, put together by the original Catholic priests, I guess, like Paul, who wrote stuff that is just nonsense, that perpetrated inequality and injustice, especially against women. And then you have Revelation. Now, we all know that the Bible has been tampered with so many times. The Gnostic Gospels have been eliminated. The book of this and the book of that have been cast aside. Any, you know, the idea that one or two or six of the disciples might have been women, oh, that's down the toilet. And then you have the book of Revelation. Insane gibberings of a man or men or people who wrote this stuff, who said, you know, you want to have some fun? Let's write this down, and 2,000 years from now, they'll still be babbling about it. Let's make this really insane. And these are the people who, if you believe in seven-headed dragons and nine-fisted lions and the whore of Babylon and clouds of fire and swords and piles of corpses, oh my God, then you also believe that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and was out to kill your babies and your mamas. And, you know, you believe that. This is crazy. This is crazy. How could the most scientifically advanced country in the history of the human race also be the country with the largest collection of maniacs? What else do you call that? What do you call the polite term? Cognitive dissonance. the street term? Crazy! Out of your freaking mind! But they vote. They vote! I'm going to go vote on Election Day because George is a godly man. that's what. Huh. Revelation, that's what they're hoping for. You know, the early Christians started talking about that 1,990 years ago. I mean, 10 years after Christ was executed, they're talking about, well, you know, it's going to happen. We're in the latter days. You know what's going to happen? There's going to be this nine-headed lion and whores and all kinds of stuff coming out of the sky, frogs and I don't know, flaming swords and the apocalypse and horsemen and it goes on. It goes on. And 1,800 years they're talking about, 1,500, 1,200, 1,000, 500, 300, 200. Now! We're still doing this! There are people in this country still doing this! Not just this country, but this seems to be where here on Turtle Island, all of a sudden there's this collection of religious fanatics that would make Osama bin Laden look like a universalist. And here we are. All right, I keep saying it. This time I mean it. As soon as we come back, I'm not saying a word except I'm going to name somebody and where they're calling from. We're going to take your calls, okay? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
If he looks spaced out, would you buy his story? Would you believe he had an eye infection? And yeah, God looks spaced. Yeah, God smells good. Yeah. What if God won't care about? It's a bomb like some of us.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. And we've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right. Yippee! How do we all see?
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for The Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
Needless to say, I was anxious to be 110 miles offshore and jumping off a boat in the open ocean.
Jim Ray is a marine biologist who has been working with a national marine sanctuary called the Flower Gardens, deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Flower Garden banks are a very unique set of reefs. About 55% of the surface area is covered with living coral.
And while his work is not surprising, what might be is who he works for, Shell.
Just gives me a very different view and approach on the environment. Yeah, it has become an old friend.
Protecting this magnificent area is something people like Jim have been doing for over 30 years.
With this kind of protection, it'll probably be there 100 years from now for people to still enjoy.
And while Shell will continue to focus on energy, that will never be its only focus.
As long as I'm still allowed to dive, I'm not too old to climb back on a boat, I'll probably have the opportunity to go back to places like the Flower Gardens.
To find out more, see the Shell report, People, Planet, and Profits at www.shell.com.
Can't figure out why you're not sleeping well? Maybe the trouble is in your bed. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn. But now there's a bed guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress reduces the pressure points that make you toss and turn. So get a great night's sleep guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-942-1122. That's 1-800-942-1122.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog, like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't fly George W. Bush with the
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
I'm Rachel Maddow of the Campaign Countdown here on Air America Radio. This Sunday, the Campaign Countdown takes a chair-throwing, paternity-testing, knockdown, drag-out look at the great state of Ohio as we welcome our guest, Jerry Springer. Plus, we will cover all the latest polls, the Sunday talk shows, and all the campaign news you can't wait till Monday to start chewing on. It's the Campaign Countdown. Join David Bender and me Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Campaign Countdown here on Air America Radio.
This
I made it very plain. We will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an all-volunteer army.
About 25 before the hour. Okay, as promised. George is calling from Maryland. George, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Mike. Last Friday, I attended a Edwards rally down here in Maryland at a community college.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say, my experience is much different than what you're expressing the Republican noise machine has been doing throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have to go through a metal detector. I was not ID'd. The only thing I was asked to do by the Secret Service was to show the palms of my hands before I shook Edwards' hands. And that was the extent of it. It was
my understanding, when they give out tickets, and sometimes you have to give out tickets if the venue only holds so many people, the only thing the Kerry campaign asks for when you apply for the ticket is your name, address, name and address. That's it.
Well, in fact, for me, I got it through a friend. I didn't even have to give that, and it was fine. I was a little bit worried about the lack of security there, but you know, I figured that these people know what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
and that you know, things would be fine. I also attend a community college. I'm a non-traditional student down here, and I've also been trained by the county to register voters. And they give you the rules and regulations on how to register voters and what to do and what to not to do. And so I follow the regulations, and I have, because I'm attending the community college, I'm able to register voters and drop them off at the voting board.
Mm-hmm.
So I have registered Republican voters. And I don't, I don't see a real problem with that at all either. I just do what I've been told to do. I feel it's a moral responsibility. All I say to them is just please vote. And sometimes I'll try to talk to them maybe a couple days later about their choice, but I don't make a really big thing about it.
Yeah, from a politically neutral standpoint, registering people, whether they're Democrat, Republican, Independent, that's honorable work. And you're right. There's almost a moral obligation as long as we live in a society that says voting is the way we choose our leaders. We all almost have a moral obligation to make sure that our relatives, our family, and our neighbors are registered. But, you know, for people who do not want to register Republicans, I think that's a morally defensible position in these times also.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you know, I mean, down here, I mean, where I'm living really in Upper Maryland, actually, I've had over 500 signs, carry signs, stolen from people's private property. I have a real big problem with them doing that, but it's just what's going on. These people are extremely closed-minded. I remember the Skeptic magazine a few years ago did a expose on the Creation Museum in California, and they had pictures in their museum of dinosaurs on Noah's Ark. so what I know what I'm dealing with.
Oh my God!
Okay, and I always say to the people, because I remember the Skeptic article so clearly in my head. Yeah. Oh yeah, these people believe that dinosaurs were on Noah's Ark. I understand. I get it.
Yeah, they also had just millions upon millions of cultures in order to transport all the viruses and bacteria from the pre diluvian days to antediluvian days. You know, they had to do that. I don't know. Noah and his sons were the biomedical geniuses. God.
All right, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for checking in, George. We're at 866-303-2270. Charlie is calling from Davis, California. Charlie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Malloy, for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I want to say, between your voice on the air and Bart Kopp on the internet, I'm staying on edge.
Which is someplace none of us really want to be.
Yeah, but it's better to be unaware than, or it's better to be aware than to be a Republican.
Yeah, that's true.
The main reason I'm calling tonight, Mr. Malloy, is I wanted to pass.
Would you just call me Mike? You're making me nervous. Do I owe you money?
Not the last time I checked.
Okay, because the only people that call me Mr. Malloy are the Internal Revenue Service, because I have an ongoing battle with them, and bill collectors, of which we, since Kathy took over the bills, we don't have any anymore. But I just, you know, when somebody calls me Mr. Malloy, I start thinking, uh-oh, they're here with the warrant.
Sorry, sir, just a sign of respect. Oops, sorry, sir.
I know, don't call me sir. Just call me Mike.
Mike.
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm calling in because I want to pass on a website to all of your listeners, and I thought Friday night would be a great time. You probably have a great audience
at
this point in time. The website is www.anysoldier.us.
Anysoldier.us.
This is a website you can go to and actually get more or less in direct contact with our troops out in the field in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they can provide you with information, the exact needs that they need. And if you went and read some of these stories, it brings a tear to your eye because of the lack of support.
I'll tell you what.
A little section here.
I'll tell you what. I hope that you will stay tuned next hour. We do have... my good friend Shelby LePre at radiopower.org sent me a little piece here that's tonight's Uncle Mike's Story Corner, and it's pretty much what you're talking about, although it comes from Op Truth, which is OperationTruth.org. That's the one that we run a commercial on this network for it. And it's the former governor of Minnesota. What's his name? I'm drawing a blank. Jesse Ventura, whose voice you hear. So I've got that coming up next hour.
I'm almost sure that this link is on that website.
I'll bet it is.
And I wish, you know, this is pretty much a one-person operation, so they don't have the advertising, so I wanted to pass it on.
Okay, say it again.
Anysoldier.us.
Anysoldier.us, and you can get information from soldiers in the field there.
These are troops that are actually out in the field. They manage to get a few minutes on the internet or get to an internet cafe, and they will, you know, it's like, you know, they need toothpaste and feminine hygiene. The one soldier I'm looking at right now works for a medical section, and they can't get Sudafed and aspirin and Pepto-Bismol for people in that they're treating medically. You know, what can I say?
Oh, my
God.
You
know, no body armor, and they can't even get aspirin.
I hate to hear stuff like that. It just infuriates me. It just infuriates me. And the Bush administration is the one that supports our troops. These people are just, I don't know. All right. AnySoldier.us.
Yes. Don't get me on a roll about Bush's support for our troops. But the reality is folks can go to this website and actually send things that are needed directly to those people in the field. In real time, reality. Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, that's a great site, and I'm sure right now scores of people listening to this program are already checking it out. All right?
Mike, thank you very much for chatting.
Charlie, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You have a nice weekend, okay?
You too. Good night.
Do take care. Linda is calling from Argyle, Wisconsin. Linda, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hey.
Yeah. I have a couple of things just to piff on Mike.
Okay.
I don't like when people call me by my last name either. I think my mother-in-law is around and she's long gone, so that's scary.
Yeah.
First of all, we went to Fighting Bob Fest here in Wisconsin about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And among the speakers were Senator Tom Harkin, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Jim Hightower. And one of the highlights of Tom Harkin's speech was when he said that he was commenting about the so-called free speech zones at the WTO protests and the Republican convention, that kind of thing. And he said, I thought that our whole country was supposed to be a free speech zone.
Right.
And he just got a standing ovation from people for that. So.
Well, it was prior to the Bush crime family. Yeah, right. It used to be. That was one of the things that made this country unique.
Right. And then regarding the religious part about Bush's thing, Bobby Kennedy Jr. got a standing ovation also. He was speaking about environmental issues in his book. And he said something like, well, how dare they call themselves Christians when they are systematically destroying God's wonderful creation?
Absolutely.
And I think people were just so thrilled to hear somebody taking back the Christian label for those of us who are not evangelical, born-again Christians.
Right.
But still call ourselves Christians.
Mm-hmm.
But the main reason that I call tonight is that I read something today, came across it on a website that has me more disturbed than anything that I have read during this election.
And what would that be? All right, listen. Hold it right there, Linda.
Sure.
I don't like to hold people over a break, but I'll do it. I'll do it for you. And I need to let my audience know. This is the last time that I can do this. I just can't do it. It's bad radio. But I want to hear what Linda's got to say. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Is there anything left worth fighting for?
This week on MotherJones.com, watch a video interview with Nixon official John Dean, the latest in a series of conservatives going on record with their true thoughts on the Bush administration. Also, find out why the Iraq War made us more susceptible to nuclear terrorist attacks. And read an interview with musician Steve Earle, who sings about seducing Condi Rice on its latest CD. Plus, our special package on U.S. soldiers protesting the Iraq War and daily coverage of the presidential campaign. Visit MotherJones.com today to find exclusive reports and the best of the independent web.
In November 2000, 34 million women who were eligible did not register or vote. This November, make your voice count.
Stand up, you can be heard. Send a message, spread the word. Mothers, sisters, it's your turn. Stand up, stand up. Vote for hope, vote for change. Vote to turn on.
This message was brought to you by StandUpAndVote.org.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
What's going on at the Bergen County Jail?
When the moon is in the seventh house...
Sheriff Trella, another inmate is escaping!
That's impossible! Jupiter is orbiting!
Joel Trella billed taxpayers $11,000 to take classes in astronomy. But after three separate prison escapes, maybe Trella should study jail security instead.
Sheriff, there goes another one!
Trella's bright idea to sell space in our county jail to dangerous out-of-state prisoners backfired. It's costing taxpayers millions more in overtime.
Oh, what would the Maharishi do?
Leo McGuire is a better choice for sheriff. McGuire is a law enforcement professional and a first responder. As sheriff, McGuire will stop the escapes and manage the jail properly. Democrat Leo McGuire, because Bergen County needs a sheriff.
Not an astronomer.
Paid for by McGuire for sheriff.
Looking for Mr. Goodwrench, Notes from the Road. Join revelers at a fall festival for tricks and treats.
I like your costume.
I wasn't wearing a costume.
Oh.
Anyway, several folks claimed Mr. Goodwrench expertly winterized their vehicle. What's that? Fit it for mucklucks?
I think it means check batteries and tires. Stuff like that.
Thanks for your insight, Nanook of the North.
Find Mr. Goodwrench at all GM dealerships nationwide.
Still in the dark, we switched on our headlights and drove off into the bright afternoon sun.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Welcome back, 9 before the hour. Okay, back to Linda in Argyle, Wisconsin. You've got some disturbing information. All right, let her rip.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I'm a journalist and a freelance writer and editor. Mm-hmm. And today, working with a client at her request, I went to a website, Democracy Underground.
Democratic Underground?
Democratic Underground.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Right. And in their forums, there was a posting that looked interesting, and I clicked on it, and then I clicked on the link that it had. It took me to an article in on a website called Lebanon Wire, LebanonWire .com.
Right.
And it's an article by Wayne Madsen. And the headline is, "The Bush Pre-Election Strike on Iran Imminent."
Mm-hmm.
White House Insider reports October surprise imminent.
Yeah, this is one where the Bush crime family is going to support Israel, and Israel will make the strike.
Okay, right. Well, what he says is that Israel has been supplied by the United States with 500 bunker buster bombs.
Right.
According to White House sources, the Israeli Air Force will attack Iran's nuclear facility at Bushehr with the U.S. bunker buster.
Yeah, do you believe it? Do you think it's going to happen? We have less than 2 weeks before
right.
The country spirals into chaos, or we get back to sanity, one of the two.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to happen?
Do I? I think if it can be widely made known that it's a plan from the Bush administration because they're afraid of losing the election, says that they decided to make this plan after an internal polling showed that if Bush did attack Iran, he would have within 2 weeks before the election, he would get a landslide victory over Kerry. And of course, in their thinking, I'm sure, you know, Kerry has been constantly punching at Bush and saying, you know, you've attacked Iraq on pretenses of West weapons of mass destruction and nukes without knowing that they didn't have them, and yet you've ignored Iran and North Korea and that kind of thing. So I suppose it makes some sort of backward, strange sense to dumb Republicans
that
kind of thing. But, I think if the fact that, you know, that it's a U.S. plan becomes widely known, although given what the Bush people or the Bush supporters believe, according to the polls you were reading earlier, who knows what they would think. But I think that if it's known, it actually, I think, would guarantee.
All right. Linda, first of all, thank you. I appreciate you checking in. I hope you call again. My take on that, though, is if the Bush crime family sees any way to gather an advantage from attacking another country, from killing thousands or tens of thousands of innocent civilians in order to retain power, they'll do it in a heartbeat. This is the most violent pro-death regime we've ever had run this country. That's A. B, I think it's incredibly disingenuous of John Kerry. This is where Kerry irritates me. For Kerry to continue to talk about Iran as being, a center of nuclear terror, the Iranians have not gotten to the point yet where they can, what's the term I'm looking for here? God, I'm drawing so many blanks. My brain is just like paste. Where they can produce fissionable nuclear material. That's not exactly what I want to say, but that's the best I can come up with. I'm sorry. They're not at that point yet. Now, the international community, the Europeans and the Americans and the Israelis are saying to Iran, you know, you're not going to do that. And the Iranians are saying, go screw yourself. We'll do what we want to do. We're a sovereign country. We're not going to build weapons. We're doing this to free up our vast oil supplies so we can make money and export it. We will have fissionable material. We will do it. We are going to have it. We are going to do it in order to generate power. And the Europeans, the Israelis, and Americans are threatening them. And the Iranians are saying very simply, they're drawing a line in the sand and saying, you know, if you want to get into a war over this, they've said whatever the Iranian equivalent is, of bring it on. Now, that's very stupid for the Iranians to say it, because with that kind of force aligned against them, America, Israel, and Europe, hello. But the Iranians do have a right to do what they want to do within the borders of their own country, don't they? Or has that changed? The Bush Doctrine says it's changed. If I don't like what you're doing inside the borders of your country now, I can come over and kill you. I can kill your civilian population. I can smash things. I can break stuff up. You know, I can do whatever I want to do. That's the Bush Doctrine. All you have to do is piss me off. There doesn't have to be anything there, i.e. Iraq. There doesn't have to be anything of any sort of a threat. Now, if there's something I perceive to be a threat, then I have a right to nuke you. I have a right to drop a nuclear bomb on you. That's the Bush Doctrine. And I think what Kerry should be saying or doing is focusing on those countries that might be a nuclear threat to the United States, that has probably got nuclear weapons, which would be, I guess there's about 20 of them now, but the one that would be a direct threat to the United States is possibility of North Korea. But Iran? Iran? So I just wish Kerry would stop, but I understand. I understand he's going to say what he's got to say. All right, stick around. We have a break here. We shall return. We're going to try to squeeze in Uncle Mike's Story Corner and some sound from Kerry and Bush today in your phone calls. So we'll be back momentarily. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Now for a traffic update, we go to Kelly Clark. Kelly, how's it looking out there?
Well, if you've got to get anywhere, I hope you have lots of time. Uh-oh. All northbound lanes at the Taylor Interchange are backed up. Westbound lanes are at a standstill, and the off-ramp near the Martin Building remains closed, causing major headaches.
Not good.
But I do have good news.
What's that, Kelly?
I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
On Election Eve, we're sending the Idiot King back to Crawford. The funniest political comics in New York will be at the Triad Theater the night before Election Day at 9 o'clock with the Bush's Last Night Comedy Show. Join writers and comics from SNL, Tough Crowd, VH1, and Air America at the Triad Theater, 158 West 72nd Street between Broadway and Columbus. Get tickets at theatermania.com or call 212-352-3101. Monday, November 1st at the Triad Theater, it's Bush's Last Night.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America News, I'm Noam Layden. With Election Day a little more than a week away, both President Bush and Senator John Kerry were crisscrossing the battleground states, hoping to nail down every last vote Friday. President Bush, campaigning in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, says his Democratic challenger, John Kerry, has a September 10th view about fighting terrorism.
You cannot lead our nation to decisive victory on which the security of every American family depends if you do not see the true dangers of the post-September the 11th era.
Senator John Kerry, campaigning at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee on Friday, made a pitch to undecided women voters.
Imagine if roughly 38 million women who didn't vote in the year 2000 came together and said, "We need a president who's on our side." It is no exaggeration to say to you that the women of America can write the future of America if they go to the polls and make their voices heard.
Kerry cited a pay gap between men and women, and he argued that women are getting squeezed by stagnant wages and the rising costs of gas, childcare, food, and health care. Some might say, here we go again. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement has launched a statewide investigation Friday into voter fraud. Leslie Lacey has some of the reasons.
The election season is already getting ugly in the Sunshine State. Reports coming out of Manatee County, Florida, say trickery and phony registration cards are an attempt to disenfranchise people. People have been seen offering to help elderly voters in certain neighborhoods vote early and then changing their votes when they're not paying attention. election. Supervisor of Elections Bob Sweat says that one man scammed people by going door to door and offering to help them acquire absentee ballots. He told them by allowing him to mail their ballots, it would prevent them from being stolen. Sweat also adds that somebody has been passing out phony voter registration cards. People filling them out will be disappointed on Election Day because the deadline for registering has already passed. Leslie Lacey, The Sunshine State.
Kidnappers holding a British Iraqi charity worker hostage released a video showing her pleading for her life on Friday. Margaret Hassan, the director of CARE International in Iraq, was kidnapped last Tuesday. The tape shows her weeping and begging the British government to help save her life.
In the video aired by Al Jazeera TV, Hassan says, "Please, please, I beg of you, the British people, to help me. I don't want to die like Bigley." She was referring to British hostage Kenneth Bigley, who was decapitated in the video posted this month on a website. Hassan, who is married to an Iraqi and has lived in Iraq for 30 years, was seized by gunmen on Tuesday on her way to work in Baghdad. On the video, she is shown weeping and pleading with British Prime Minister Tony Blair to withdraw troops from Iraq. Her husband said no one has claimed responsibility for the kidnapping or given demands for her release. Insurgents have increasingly turned to kidnapping, with some ending in beheadings. Roxanna
Ferry,
Baghdad.
I'm Noam Layden, Air America News.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Al Franken Show.
Next week on The Al Franken Show, we've got lots of guests, and we're going to be discussing all kinds of things with them. Guests like Paul Krugman, David Brock, Harold Ickes, Naomi Klein, the Dean of the Columbia School of Journalism, Nick Lemon, and the liberal evangelical Christian Tony Campolo. Join us for a week that will change the world on The Al Franken Show.
Al Franken and Catherine Lanfer on Air America Radio.
Together.
For all you moody blues freaks out there.
I know you're there!
Welcome back. 6 and a half, almost 7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. By the way, I was going to mention this earlier this evening. Forgot about it. I got your pencils handy. I have two websites for you that I want you to check out. Okay? They're excellent news sources. The editor of both sites sent me an email today and said, check us out. And I checked it out. And y'all need to have access to these sites. Now, some of you, the more erudite and hip, are going to have them already. But I want you to write this down. Just check it out, okay? The first one is orbstandard.com. Orb, O-R-B. Orbstandard.com. Check it out. The second one is The Four, spell it out, F-O-U-R, The Four Reasons, plural, TheFourReasons.org. Not The Four Seasons, The Four Reasons. .org. Okay? Again, the first one is orbstandard.com, orbstandard.com. The second one is the four, spell it out, reasons.org. Now check those out. Like I said, I went to them today and woo. A lot of stuff. All right, I want to do some Kerry and some Bush now, okay? Now we're going to come to your calls and just... Oh, by the way, before I do that, did you see the... Oh, my God, did you see this today? Some members of the Chicago Bears received flu shots despite this nationwide shortage of the vaccine. The shots were offered to everyone on the team, but officials with the team said fewer than half of the roughly 60 members received the vaccinations. And the executive director of the health department in Lake County, which is the county that on the north side of Chicago butts up against Cook County, said, I'd like to know why an athlete in top shape is being given a flu shot. Now, some of the players declined the shots. They said, no, I don't need it. I want this to go for people who have greater need for this than I have. So to the members of the Bears who said no, no, no. God bless your hearts. But just like we mentioned earlier today, or earlier in the program, the people at Fox News Channel, the 30 and 40 and 50-year-olds, who are not in any risk category at all, they lined up and got theirs, and now professional sports team. Well, I guess professional football players are more important as a commodity, and they are, than people who live in nursing homes or people who may be home dealing with conditions like asthmatic bronchitis or asthma itself or what have you. Or AIDS, or little kids between the ages of 6 and 23 months. I guess it's more important that Fox News Channel people get theirs and professional football players get theirs. It just makes me sick. Sometimes, you know, I love my country, but I can't stand the scene here, you know? Who said that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a Leonard Cohen line. I love my country, but I can't stand the scene. John Kerry, yesterday in Pittsburgh. For a moment of truth about what you don't hear in Bush's campaign speeches and why.
He can't come here to Pennsylvania and tell you about all the jobs that he's created. He can't come here and tell you about all the people he's given health care to. He can't come here and tell you about how he's helped America's teachers to be able to teach our kids in smaller classes. He can't tell you that he's given you a prescription drug program that's worth the paper it's written on.
Well, that's right, Senator. That's absolutely right. And he doesn't even attempt. What he talks about is fear and loathing.
You know, first responsibility of the President of the United States is to protect people, and that's what I do. I do. Never mind the 3,000 dead bodies in New York and in Pennsylvania and the Pentagon. Don't look there. And never mind 1,109 U.S. soldiers dead in Iraq. Never mind the hundreds of thousands dead in Afghanistan. Never mind the 30,000 dead in Iraq. My job is to protect people. Hey, have you ever... you know, I protect fetuses. I do. Kerry, today, no, yesterday, with Chris Reeves, Superman's widow, Dana.
who has come out and said, you know, I'm endorsing Kerry because Kerry, Chris Reeves' wife has indicated that George Bush is partly responsible for her husband's death. And Bush is, is partly responsible for the deaths of thousands upon thousands of people unless we get rid of this moron and get somebody in the White House who believes in science, who will put the full force and prestige and money of the United States government behind embryonic stem cell research. Chris Reeves' widow, Dana, with Kerry. And Kerry said the following, and listen to the difference between Bush and Kerry on the very important area of science, and think about it. Kerry isn't reading his speech from a script. Imagine that.
The American people deserve a president who understands that when America invests in science and technology, we can build a stronger economy and create jobs for the 21st century. But George Bush has literally, in real ways, in real choices that he's made, turned his back on the spirit of exploration and discovery. He has an extreme ideological agenda that slows instead of advances science.
And that's his pseudo-Christianity. Of course. You know, that's his pandering to and being among those who believe that the Earth is 6,000 years old and the dinosaurs were on Noah's ark, whatever the hell it was, right? The God, you know, the people believe in the cloud being. You know, the people that say evolution is impossible. You know, God created everything and everything was finished. And yet right in front of their damn eyes are viruses and, well, not in front of their eyes, are too stupid to look through a microscope. But there it all is. You know, the little beasties on the planet that want to devour us. The real superior life force on this planet are viruses and bacteria. We've only managed to hold them at bay in the past couple of hundred years. And they learn. They learn data. Fruit flies never evolve, do they? Used in experiment after experiment, they just don't evolve. None of that. Never mind. Why even get into it? Here he is again, Kerry, on stem cell research. Now, this analogy sums up the difference between the rational and the irrational candidates. You know, Kerry, the rational, Bush, the psychopath. The candidate based in reality and the Game Boy loving man who lives in a fantasy land or alternative universe where there is no science. Foreign policy is a joke. Global warming doesn't exist. Iraq is going to be invaded by Sweden's army or whatever. You name it. Here's Kerry.
You get the feeling, my friends. You really get this feeling. But if George Bush had been president during other periods of American history, he would have sided with the candle lobby against electricity. He would have been with the buggy makers against the cars and the typewriter companies against the computers.
Yeah, because, you know, the devil is in computers. What? You mean this stuff flies through the air? Radio? Television? Images flying through the air? Well, that's impossible. That's impossible. God didn't invent that. That's impossible. What do you mean? Pictures fly through the air and you can't see them unless you have a black box sitting in your house and then the pictures show... What? Moron. Now, Bunny Pants himself on medical liability reform and health care. He's in Pennsylvania. He's in Pennsylvania. Kerry was in Pennsylvania the day before on Wednesday. Bush hit town on Thursday and lied about Kerry's health care plan.
The Kerry plan would move America down the road toward federal control of health care.
That's a lie.
Which would lead to lower quality.
A lie.
And health care rationing.
A lie, you moron.
Other countries have tried centralized health care, and it didn't work.
Oh, hello, Canada.
We have great quality health care in America because it is a private-centered system.
Oh, you
and
really?
I intend to keep it that way.
Yeah! Yeah! Let the HMO keep raping the American citizen. Yeah! They support my campaign. I'm going to keep it that way. Hey, you morons standing here in the audience, listen to me. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve what I'm about to say. That's a little joke. You know, healthcare? I'm just going to keep jerking you people around forever because you're so stupid, and there you stand. You know, looking up at me, and I don't see any carry buttons out there, thank God, because I might go ballistic. fantastic. You know what the next thing we're going to do? We're going to have mandatory testing of everybody, mental testing. And my backers in the pharmaceutical industry, and they push that. You know, the people make little pills. It's all coming. It's all coming. Trust me.
Still not sleepy, trying to trick myself into thinking.
Smart Balance brings great news for health. Omega Plus Spread. I'm Bob Harris with Smart Balance, and our new Omega Plus Spread contains natural plant sterols and omega-3 from the sea. Smart Balance Omega Plus helps promote healthy cholesterol and triglycerides in the blood. No other spread gives you a better ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 with no hydrogenated oil and no trans fatty acids. Delicious Omega Plus from Smart Balance.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog, like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
Twenty-two past the hour. Last one here on Bush, or from Bush, on medical liability reform in healthcare. And he's speaking at what is this guy? United Sports Training Center in Downington, PA. All right. So since Bush is so down on Kerry's plan to give people the same health care Congress gets. Right? That's Kerry's plan. What's Bush's plan? To reduce the health care costs that are going off the chart, continue to go off the chart. Oh, that's right. Privatize it. Wait a minute. It's already privatized. Okay. Do away with Medicare and Medicaid. I know. Give seniors a toy drug card. And, this is my personal favorite. The number one way to reduce health care costs in America is to improve the filing systems.
We'll reduce health care costs by applying modern information technology to our medical system. Many doctors' offices practice 21st century medicine. Many hospitals practice 21st century medicine, but still have 19th century filing systems. And in hospitals, there's more risk of medical error when all the records are handwritten on paper. Instead of cross-checked on a computer.
On the internets.
It makes sense. Doctors don't write very well anyway.
That's Bush's health care plan. Improve the filing systems. After all, as he says, you know, many doctors' offices practice 21st century medicine. Really, George? Well, that has to do with evolution. I mean, you have to consider evolution if you're going to practice 21st century medicine. Sorry, you just have to. And to all you Christian evangelicals who know that evolution is a communist lie or worse, stay out of the hospital. Stay away from your doctors. Stop taking your medicine. Stop it all, because it's all based on natural selection and evolution. You phonies, you hypocrites. Every damn one of you. Oh, my God. All right, let's do some phone calls here. We're going to do Uncle Mike's Story Corner in a little while. Darren is calling from North Carolina. Darren, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so glad that I'm not the only one that saw that poll about the Bush supporters and their misguided.
Wasn't that just astonishing?
What was more astonishing to me, Mike, was that people, you know, I thought that maybe they only polled some of the more fanatics.
Right.
But I was speaking with people today, I mean, just 5 minutes up the road from my house, that actually believe this.
I know.
I mean, I'm still arguing these points with people. I mean, so this isn't some small percentage of Bush supporters, right-wing fanatics. These are real, everyday Bush supporters. They have the same access to the same television channels, newspapers, internet that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, it's true. They believe this.
I know.
And I'm just, I can't believe that I'm still arguing points that have been completely disproven. You know, I mean, how can this be?
Well, I understand what you're trying to say, Darren, and my response, I mean, I respect people like you who will continue to try to enter into debate or discussion or argument with people who are so brain dead as Bush supporters. I respect your intestinal fortitude. I respect your dedication to logic, and I respect your sense of trying to convert these people to the truth. But I'll tell you what, while I respect you, I will never do it. I have given up completely. I do everything I can. You know, I've got a radio show, so I sit here and spout off. But when I'm out in the real world, I do everything I can to avoid any discussion with anybody. I have a Kerry Edwards bumper sticker on my pickup truck and a gun rack in the back with a shotgun up there, unloaded. I said the other night, nice Remington over and under, nice 12-gauge, and it sits there. And nobody's ever said a word to me about my Kerry Edwards bumper sticker. But if somebody does, I'm going to walk away. Because I'm not interested in talking to them. I can't. So I respect you, Darren. Dear God, I respect your ability to do what you're doing. I could never do it.
Well, actually, if I could make one more quick point.
Sure.
Since you mentioned the bumper sticker,
My
wife was up at the local post office about 2 weeks ago. A person pulled up behind our pickup truck where we have a Kerry Edwards bumper sticker.
Uh-huh.
And his words were, Kerry Edwards bumper sticker. You got Nazis living up there?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, these polls, it's true. These people are really totally misguided and, as you said earlier, I think, crazy. They are crazy.
Well, this is the thing that scares me. You know, it's my country and it's their country and it's your country. You know, we all live here, whether we're native born or became Americans. If we have American citizenship, it's our country. And the divisions now, I genuinely believe, are as deep as they were in the decade or two leading up to the Civil War. I mean, families are as divided about Bush as families were divided about states' rights or slavery or the Union, the maintaining of the Union. And I have never in my life, I've never seen anything like this. And like I said earlier tonight, if Kerry wins fair and square, I don't know what's going to happen to the Bush, the brain dead Bush followers. If Bush tries to steal it, I'm not sure what's going to happen where Kerry supporters and normal decent Americans are concerned. I don't know. I just smell trouble, Darren. I swear to God, I do. Hey, listen, got to leave you there, pal. Thanks for checking in. Okay.
Thanks, bye.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be back. Uncle Mike's Story Corner coming up, and then back to your phone calls. It's a quick one tonight, but stick around. You got to hear this. You got to hear this. This is Air America Radio.
In November 2000, 34 million women who were eligible did not register or vote. This November, make your voice count.
Stand up, you can be heard. Send the message, spread the word. Mothers, sisters, it's your turn. Stand up, stand up. Vote for hope, vote for change. Vote to turn a brand new page. Vote for peace, take the stage.
This message was brought to you by StandUpAndVote.org.
If you care about health, you need to know about the benefits of balancing your fat intake. I'm Barb Harris for Smart Balance Buttery Spread. Scientists spent years searching for the ideal balance of dietary fats, avoiding cholesterol, hydrogenation, and trans fatty acids. Smart Balance uses patented blend of vegetable oils to make a delicious and healthy alternative to butter and margarine with award-winning taste. Smart Balance, you're really going to love it.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please select for the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology, It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with the foreman's gas. Head driving to Valero.
Brum, brum, brum.
Make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Head driving to Valero with all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest price diamond. Diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Randy Rhodes.
If I hear one more person tell me that Democrats don't support the troops, I'm going to vomit, I'm going to hurl. We're mad at the war planners. They planned the bad war. Republicans have no idea how to fight a war. Only Democrats do. Every single time a Republican plans a war, we lose. And every single time a Democrat plans a war, we win. Because they do it right. The Republicans, they pick fights that either can't be won or shouldn't have been picked at all.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Twenty-six before the hour. Got an email during the break from one of our regular correspondents. Cindy, I went to the hospital today and spent all day to getting my regular infusion, chemotherapy. I asked the doctor and the staff if there were any flu shots for us patients who are on immune suppressive therapy like me. No. The hospital received zero flu vaccine, and this is one of the top 10 hospitals in the nation. So although I'm at genuine risk, I can't get the shot, which means I will become housebound if the flu hits my area because I can't risk the illness. It will kill me. Well, Cindy, if you were a football player for the St. Louis Bears, or I mean the Chicago Bears, or if you worked at Fox, you have no problem. But the fact that you are on chemotherapy and went to a hospital for your infusion today, too bad. That's the Bush crime family's response. Too bad. Wow. All right, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Hey, in your jammies? Huh? Except you people on the West Coast, you're not in your jammies, are you? But in the red states and here in some of the blue states on these, everybody in their jammies, all right, gather around. It's time for Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Tonight, it comes from Shelby LaPrey at radiopower.org. Check them out. Check her site out. Thanks, Shelby. The following is a letter written by a soldier stationed in Iraq concerning the role of private contractors. Dear friends and family members, I need your help here in Iraq. How can you, who are way over there, help me way over here? Well, let me tell you how. For those of you not aware, the U.S. military is not the only U.S. organization that is functioning over here in Iraq. A large U.S. contractor called KBR, Kellogg Brown and Root, a part of the Halliburton organization, once run by Dick Cheney, is operating on every U.S. base in Iraq. KBR manages many of the soldier services that we use here on the base, things like running the food service, waste disposal, pumping the latrines, laundry services, movement and control in the central distribution center. KBR is also scheduled to take over all fuel hauling and freight hauling in general. When things started to heat up earlier this month, KBR put a hold on taking over hauling operations. And now that things are seeming to come back under some control, KBR is looking at taking over again. Now, I know you are asking yourself what in the world this has to do with you. Well, let me explain. KBR is now requesting, and the Army is allowing, U.S. soldiers to ride shotgun in KBR convoys hauling KBR goods all over Iraq. KBR is afraid to be out on the roads alone and want our U.S. soldiers to risk their lives riding shotgun for their profit-making missions. KBR is currently staffed by mainly non-U.S. international personnel, along with a growing number of Iraqis. Most do not speak English. None have had military training on defensive driving, proper convoy operations, avoiding ambushes, navigating around IEDs, the roadside bombs, proper procedure for calling in support or medevac or fire support, procedures to follow after taking enemy fire. The list goes on. No training. These drivers are simply paid drivers that are making roughly 5 to 8 times our wages and get paid whether the freight arrives or not. Kellogg Brown and Root is requesting that U.S. soldiers risk their lives at the hands of inexperienced and improperly trained individuals to provide them with security. Now, there's no doubt that we need to protect KBR's missions. But we have suggested and to date have been denied the opportunity to run the convoys with properly modified and equipped military vehicles. We have suggested that we run in the convoys with every third vehicle being a U.S. Army gun truck with proper drivers and fire support. With this arrangement, KBR can still haul the freight in their vehicles, but we would run the mission and deal with any situations as they develop the way we have been trained to. This is the only way that most of us want the missions to be run. The others are just afraid to be opposed to the decisions our leadership is making. Here's where you come in. Out of a desire to honor the oath we took upon entering the Army, we do not want to disobey a direct order if and when the order comes for us to ride with KBR. We do, however, want to make all the lawmakers and politicians aware of the danger we are being unnecessarily exposed to on these missions. Our hope is that each of our friends and loved ones back home will take a moment and send out an email to any local, state, or U.S. congressman or senator and demand that they require the U.S. military to stop this practice of allowing U.S. troops in KBR vehicles. The only ones who have the power to force the military to honor the wishes of the people are the lawmakers and the politicians. So please take a moment, send a letter or an email to one of your senators or congressmen and ask or demand that they inquire into this matter and demand that it cease. As of this writing, 3rd Platoon of the 283rd TC, Transportation Corps, my unit, is currently running these missions. We have been warned that it is only a matter of time, and my whole unit will be running these missions. If nothing is done back home, then more soldiers and myself will be placed in unnecessary danger. Please help. Thank you for your time and help. I miss you all and look forward to seeing you all again upon my return. Please keep myself and my wife and my sons in your hearts and in your prayers. Uncle Mike's Story Corner for tonight. And there are so many of those stories, right, of members of the United States military who have been turned into whores for Kellogg Brown and Root, for Cheney. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Outsource everything, privatize everything, and then stick U.S. soldiers in the direct line of fire with no way to protect themselves. And they don't care. Cheney doesn't care. Bush doesn't care. Rumsfeld doesn't care. These people are killers. It doesn't matter how many Americans die. It doesn't matter how many Iraqis die. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Get the money. Get the money. It's an outrage. It's an outrage. Okay, Bill is calling from New York. Bill, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
Listen, it was funny, just before about an hour ago, you talking about liberal.
Yeah.
And just earlier this week on my web, I put up a editorial, and I entitled it, What's in a Word? And what it is basically, it's it starts out by defining a word, leading you through it, showing how that with the use of the word and what it means is how this country has advanced to where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally tell people the word is liberal. I therefore now tell people how it became vilified by the right wing and evangelical Christians. But then I go on to say that if you look at the teachings of the Bible and what Jesus did by feeding people and teaching them and so forth, mm-hmm. by that definition, Jesus was a liberal.
Oh, a flaming liberal, absolute liberal. That's why evangelical Christians re-crucify him. They get together and re-crucify him every Sunday with their pagan, made-up, and no offense to pagans, small p, their pagan made-up services that have nothing to do with the teachings of Christ. They crucify him. They brutalize. They rip him to pieces every Sunday. It's just horrifying.
It is. It really is. And I'm just so annoyed with the people that will vilify the term liberal or the people at the same time are trying to praise it as being wonderful and good, but yet still tear it apart. It's like a strange, dyslexic attitude towards it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it comes from the same root as the word liberty, and we all know that. And a liberal philosophy is what any advances in this country, whether they were political or scientific, or it doesn't make any difference. Any advance, social, governmental, human rights, no matter what it was always an inspiration that came from liberals. Never, once from a conservative, not once.
Oh, exactly. I mean, that's how the country was founded. I mean, if you just look at it, it was founded on people with a completely liberal frame of mind. It was nothing that was existing, basically, in any other form of government that was existing in the world at that time. If you ever get a chance and you want to just cruise by my web and just look at it, right now it's going to be on there probably for the rest of next week as well, and it's called What's in a Word.
What's the site?
Foundingfreedoms.com.
Sounding
yeah,
Freedoms?
Founding, F-O-U-N-D.
Oh, foundingfreedoms.com.
Right. So
okay.
If you get a chance, it's like, I know you may be interested in it. It's not really that long of an editorial. It's about a page and a half if you download it or even just read it on the site. You may find it interesting.
Super. Foundingfreedoms.com.
Yep.
Sounds good. Jerry, thanks for checking in.
You're welcome. Listen, Mike, good talking to you again. And keep the Moody Blues playing because I'm one of those people who like it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. All right, sir. Have a good weekend. You do take care. Foundingfreedoms.com. Sounds good to me. Quick break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
And shouted gay, but the cops and soldiers nailed him in the air, and they laid Jesus Christ in his grave. Well, the people held their breath when they heard about his death. Everybody wondered why. It was the landlord and the soldiers that he hired to nail Jesus Christ in the sky. This song was made in New York City of rich mans and preachers and slaves. If Jesus was to preach like he preached in Galilee, they would lay...
Don't let the recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain Relief as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use as directed.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
It's a scorching hot day. Imagine being trapped in a parked car. The temperature inside is rising. Now imagine that you're wearing a fur coat. Leaving your dog in a hot car is not only uncomfortable, it's dangerous. If it's too hot for you, it's far worse for him because, unlike us, he can't perspire to cool down. And within minutes, the temperature, even with the windows down a little, can exceed 100 degrees. So on warm days, please be kind. Leave your dog safely at home.
For more information, contact PETA, 757-622-PETA.
Attention smokers! Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope in the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Mm-hmm.
9 minutes before the hour. Credit where credit's due. The program engineered tonight in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake handles the call screening for us. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch archives the program. WhiteRoseSociety.org. Mark Marshall is webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And over the weekend, take some time, check out AirAmericaRadio.com. Do we have video poker yet? No? And Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you very much, Mike.
Sure.
My pleasure to be speaking with you. Yeah, I have a poem I especially wrote for the show on this new survey of Bush supporters.
Okay, let's hear it, because we don't have a whole lot of time left, so go ahead. Let's hear it.
Title is Bush Supporters in Reality by Jerry from Long Island, from Amityville, Long Island.
Yeah.
So now it's been proven in a scientific survey that Bush supporters have their own reality, and they think Iraq does have WMDs, and that Bush does support international treaties, and perhaps, too, that Santa Claus comes down chimneys. And I suppose they believe in tooth fairies while hating gays like Mary Cheney. And so I guess all the rest of us can do to restore some sanity as they pray for the re-election or reselection of the Bush crime family is for us all to pray for the election of John Kerry. And
all right.
Okay, can just very quickly, when we say, on this whole civil liberties issue that keeps coming up on your show and on Air America and in the news, why is John Kerry missing a golden opportunity to use as a campaign issue what's happening to threaten our civil liberties in this country?
Well, I think he mentions it, but again, yeah. Jerry, there's a lot of things that should be hammered in this campaign season, yeah. But John Kerry understands that he must have a certain number of votes from the so-called undecideds, or maybe even some.
Well, I think this would help.
Maybe even some Republicans, and he knows that if he speaks too much truth,
yeah.
that the Republicans or the independents that he needs might be turned off. Republicans cannot coexist with truth.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, that's true.
So that's it. Hey, listen, pal, I got to move on.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the poem. I appreciate your call. Bruce is calling from California. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Mike.
Hey.
Just got a 30-second call. I know you want to get gone. I got a joke for you.
Sure.
What's the difference between Vietnam and Iraq?
The difference between Vietnam and Iraq? What is the difference between Vietnam and Iraq?
Well, George Bush had a plan to get out of Vietnam.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. Appreciate it. Dennis is calling from Orlando. Dennis, welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Dennis. How about
Thanks
you?
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I was calling in because you've been talking about all these Republican dirty tricks and the corruption and stuff. Like, I've always thought that dated way back to the Nixon administration, and that if they had never pardoned Nixon and held him responsible for things, we probably wouldn't have a lot of what was going on today.
Good point, good point.
But this brings me to something I heard on Terry Gross's Fresh Air show on NPR the other day. She had an interview with Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
And she was asking him about the presidential debates and asked him how it had haunted him, that Reagan line of, there you go again.
Right.
And he said that a reporter had stolen his debate binder notebook or whatever and gave it to the Reagan campaign.
Yeah.
And that gave Reagan the ability to formulate the there you go again line.
Right.
And she asked him who the reporter was.
Oh, here we go.
And he said, George Will. Now, you can almost see the same thing happening in this year's campaign. It's like, who's George Will? Bob Novak.
Sure, sure. These people are smarmy and they're sneaky, and this deviousness is how they operate. It's I don't know. You know, it's like an elementary school playground or a middle school lunchroom. That's what these Republicans act like. It's, you know, I don't know.
Exactly. And it's like, the one thing I don't understand right now is why they are holding a couple of other journalists in contempt of court over the administration divulging that CIA operative's name.
Well, it's
but
to bring,
where's Bob Novak in all of this?
Yeah,
why is he being held responsible?
The holding Judith Miller, or not holding her, but threatening her. She's out on recognizance until this is decided. And then the reporter for Time, I believe. Judith Miller, whose writings on the Iraq War I loathed. I honestly believe that Judith Miller is a shill for people within this government who want to get certain ideas out. That's the irony to me. Now she's being held in contempt, and Judith Miller is a liar. Judith Miller is a liar in print, which makes her right up there with Bill O'Reilly. On the other hand, she's a journalist, and I must support leaving her alone by the government and let her bosses deal with her, let the public deal with her, let her credibility to be destroyed by us, not by the government. So I support the New York Times, which in turn supports Judith Miller. But the irony there is so thick you could cut it with a butter knife, the fact that here's a woman who went out of her way to lie to the American public to be nothing more than a funnel for distortions that were coming from Rumsfeld and Douglas Feith and some of these neocons within the administration, and now her ass is in a sling. That to me is, it's just astonishing, just incredibly almost funny, except for the fact that it's not funny.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, got to leave there. Dennis, thank you so much. I appreciate your checking in. You have a nice weekend. Fresh air, I love fresh air, but here's the problem I've got. Fresh air here in Atlanta is on from 3 to 4, and that's when Randy Rhodes' first hour of her program, so I'm always just torn to pieces. What am I going to do? Hey, thanks for participating tonight on whatever level you did. I certainly appreciate it. Do take care. Have a great weekend. Watch your back. I'll see you Monday evening. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kenny, wherever you are.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Air America News, I'm Noam Layden. With Election Day a little more than a week away, both President Bush and Senator John Kerry were crisscrossing the battleground states, hoping to nail down every last vote Friday. President Bush, campaigning in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, says his Democratic challenger, John Kerry, has a September 10th view about fighting terrorism.
You cannot lead our nation to decisive victory on which the security of every American family depends if you do not see the true dangers of the post-September the 11th era.
Senator John Kerry, campaigning at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee on Friday, made a pitch to undecided women voters.
Imagine if roughly 38 million women who didn't vote in the year 2000 came together and said, "We need a president who's on our side." It is no exaggeration to say to you that the women of America can write the future of America if they go to the polls and make their voices heard.
Kerry cited a pay gap between men and women, and he argued that women are getting squeezed by stagnant wages and the rising costs of gas, childcare, food, and health care. Some might say, here we go again. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement has launched a statewide investigation Friday into voter fraud. Leslie Lacey has some of the reasons.
The election season is already getting ugly in the Sunshine State. Reports coming out of Manatee County, Florida say trickery and phony registration cards are an attempt to disenfranchise people. People have been seen offering to help elderly voters in certain neighborhoods vote early and then changing their vote.